we can throw that. Winners
now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call, Fox Sports. That was the longest run of Mahomes' career.
And he looked
33 yards.
And he looked young old. He looked like an OG, Steiny. He was like, stumble, bumble, fuck. But he got down there and then had the ball like that. Dude, that was a backbreaker. And Warner almost had him.
Almost.
And so did winners, huh?
I mean, the only thing Mahomes didn't do on that run was lift up his leg.
Dude, I'm watching the
urinate on the way down to the four.
I have a six-pack. It's just under the dad bod.
I mean,
it's his world. We're just living in it, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you can't get too upset.
Well, no, you get
it's
upset.
6-0 when you're not in this team's
class. Steiny, seriously, I got the Reed interception early on where the play action pass, the rollout to the right. That was an awful, you can't throw that. And that set the tone.
I mean, to me, you can't throw a touchdown in the end. You can't throw an interception in the end zone.
If you had, honestly, and I know we're different, and you were with Dana watching that game, that's how we're different. Steiny, I got to be honest. The more it kept sitting there, I'm like, oh, the Chiefs aren't putting them away. They're not putting them away. Did you really think, you know what?
No. They dominated that game.
Man.
The 49ers couldn't move the ball.
But the question is, and I'm giving credit to Spags and the Chiefs defense because it seemed kind of simple. We're going to do what we did in February in the Super Bowl where we're going to stop the run. We don't believe your guys can get open, but – I mean, you brought in Cowan, you brought in Ricky Pearson. I know it was his first game, and it was good to see him out there. But even before, the right on the table, Steiny, even before IU got hurt, he wasn't a difference maker. Like, are we really to sit here and believe moving forward that the Niners' offensive weaponry can't beat man coverage? Because I'm asking. Because if the answer is really, truly yes, then how the hell do you get as close and far?
They're not in the Chiefs' class. The Chiefs have a better offense and they have a better defense than the Niners.
But they don't got better playmakers,
yeah,
right?
I think
Kelsey's doing nothing.
But you're not allowing for the fact that they have a quarterback who is a game changer.
And what about the coach calling the necessary right plays, the screens to Hardman when they're called for? Like, Steiny, if Andy Reid was playing a piano right now, he's doing the best job. He's doing it better than Kyle, I'll tell you that.
Vince in the city. Hey, Vince, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
talk to us,
how
man.
How am I doing? I'm pretty pissed. It's getting super irritating watching the Niners have this, you know, this roster full of supposed explosive talent. We just can't win. You know, it's like, I don't know what's going on with Kyle Shanahan and the offense, but I called it back in after the Minnesota game. I think the blueprint's out there on how to beat us. Brock Purdy, the offense really relies heavily on those layered throws and those anticipation throws where he's throwing it to a spot. Minnesota's scheme, you know, they baited him into throwing it into terrible spots on the field that turned into either really bad passes or they turned into interceptions. Real quick on interceptions, I don't know what the hell he was looking at because how do you throw it to a double team into the end zone? You throw it right at the linebacker who's just sitting there waiting on it. That's the first part is the offense needs to change. Hopefully they get to this bye week and they start reassessing their strategy because it's been the same thing for the last 5-6 years with their game plan. But on the defensive end, I never would have thought losing Arik Armstead would hurt as much as it has this year. Our interior line, I mean, on both sides, is pretty bad, the guard position and tackles. But the opposing rush is coming right through the gut of the defense, and they're gashing us up the middle. It doesn't make any sense. You got Fred Warner playing middle, but he's occupied with other guys, and they're just getting 5-6 yards. It still feels the same as last year where they're getting so many yards just through the middle of our defense. And then back to the offense, it's like, I feel like every great team has always had a go-to play to get 5 yards, maybe. We don't have a play to get 2 yards. I mean, you might get lucky, somebody misses a block or whatever, or somebody over-pursues, and then we get these big runs. But we're the worst team, I feel like, in the NFL when it comes to the red zone. We don't have a play to get it 2 yards. I don't understand what's going on. The O-line used to pick it up, and I don't know. It's looking pretty bleak with BA going down, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Vince. Appreciate the call. Yeah, offensive line's not very good.
No, it's not. And but
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I guess, Donnie, and tell me if today is not the day, because I keep bringing up old stuff, but it's relevant in the sense that it's kind of been that way, that theme, but yet they've gotten to the greatest of heights and almost the greatest. So you don't just go to four straight NFC championship games and your offensive line sucks. Right now, it's definitely not playing well, but it's always, if it's McFlinchy, there's always something, but yet they don't let it, you know, throw them off from winning the conference or getting to the Super Bowl. But the one thing that did stand out yesterday, and you talked about it, 39 rushes, 184 yards, and that's got the Mahomes run in there. But even if you take him away, Steiny, Kareem Hunt averaged 3.5 on the ground. Hard yards he was running. And it's just like, man, you never know what you have until it's gone. And I talk bad about one Armstead. And Steiny, I know it's not going to help today, but you miss him in the run game. You miss Hargrave. But the bottom line, nobody's going to cry for you. And the Chiefs, as injured as they are, I feel like they just know who they are more so than the Niners.
So we have there's another one. Isn't Armstead essentially a victim of the offseason and their payroll?
Well, they asked him to take a pay cut. He said, right. No, I'm not doing it.
Bye-bye. But they gave McCaffrey money. They gave Williams money. They gave Ayuk money. They redid Juszczyk. They lost Armstead. Now we're talking about how they miss Armstead. Well, they could have had him on the team if they wanted. They're the ones that asked him to take a pay cut. I mean, so, their offseason's looking like it was a nightmare, quite frankly. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Larry. Larry's in the city. What's up, Larry? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Nice to hear, man.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, listen here, man. You know, I'm listening to all this stuff, all the callers and stuff like that. I've been a Niners fan since 69, man. I'm going to tell you this. This season reminds me of the 88 season, right? We finished 10-6, but yet we won the Super Bowl. And as far as that injury list goes, you remember the TV show MASH?
Yeah. Alan Alda. Loretta Swit.
Yeah. Well, suicide is painless. Well, that's where we are right now. I wouldn't give up on the Niners. I think we'd be okay. We're just going through some trying times. I'm watching all these Purdy haters on TVs killing me. But they, you know, this is what they live for. But don't give up on the Niners. Remain to be faithful. We'll be just fine. With that, I'm out.
Thanks, right. Larry. What does just fine mean anymore?
Well, didn't you tell me, you're my only radio
They got
partner.
One thing going for them, the division. That's
well,
the one
the
thing
goal
they got
was just the playoffs.
Yeah, luckily they still can win the division because right. They ain't going to be a wild card team. Yeah. It doesn't look like.
I just don't like how
you see the NFC Central.
Yeah, and I saw the Vikings lose, and I felt like they won. You know what
North?
I'm saying? They played great, but Steiny, it's about yesterday and what this game represented. Man, you needed it just from a math standpoint. You couldn't get it, And what's bothering me is I'm watching Purdy do the quarterback sneak and the Russell Crowe. I always call everybody, you know, doing the Draymond to the crowd, Russell Crowe and Gladiator. Are you not entertained? And I'm watching all that bravado come off of him. I'm like, you got the Niner, yeah. And then it just vamoose. Nobody can make a play. And now I really can't wait. And I know it's not our
show.
Here
we go.
Greg Cosell this week, because you just cannot defend Brock Purdy's decision-making yesterday. Stoney, I thought he was bringing, and he often has, brought something to the table. But this is the second time in three games at home where he's underperformed to his standard. And I need to know why.
Jerry Rice on what Purdy struggling against the Chiefs defense means.
They knew they throw the ball over the middle. They pretty much know that they don't throw the ball outside, you know, that often. And I was like, even if you don't connect on a long pass or, you know, over the top, you got to throw it to let the defense know that, you know, hey, look, you know, we'll throw the ball deep. We'll throw the ball deep outside. And right now they're squeezing everything over the middle because they know that the majority of, 49er plays are over the middle. So we got to change that.
Jerry Rice, pretty good receiver in his day.
Wow, and I just hate I guess I'd love it if I was an opposing defensive coordinator, knowing I'm going into a game where a team doesn't shoot a lot of threes or we got to defend the line. Like, it just makes it easier. But also, too, we keep harping, I have, on the three interceptions. Jacob Cowing, Jerry, had his man beat, and Purdy's got to make a better throw.
He had two long throws that he was short on,
right.
The other one to Kittle.
Like, and the way that your offense is kind of quote-unquote sputtering, when you get a chance, you got to take advantage of that. And for whatever reason, he didn't put it out there. Cowens could have walked in the end zone. And you're right, the one to Kittle, like, those aren't interceptions, Stoney, but those are poorly thrown balls.